From shrinkage to growth. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A turnaround last quarter after a six-month economic setback.
The U.S. GDP grew at a 2.6% rate in the third quarter, ending a two-quarter streak of economic contraction.
Fox's Jared Halpern is at the White House.
In a statement, President Biden says Republicans in Congress were rooting for a downturn, but today's report is evidence of a recovery powering forward. Republicans have blamed spending by Democrats for the record-setting inflation rates. The president says Republican policies would raise the cost of prescription drugs, health care, and energy.
But the GOP may be winning over more voters on the economy and inflation.
According to a USA Today Suffolk University poll, voters chose inflation over abortion 56% to 40% when asked which issue mattered more, with 66% believing the U.S. is already in a recession. On a generic ballot with just parties named, voters chose the Republican candidate for Congress over the Democrat 49% to 45%. Back in July, Democrats led 44 to 40.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. As the Federal Reserve keeps planning to raise interest rates to keep fighting inflation, it's costing Americans more to buy a home, a lot more. For the first time in two decades, the rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage tops 7%. Freddie Mac puts it at 7.08. 1 year ago, that rate was just over 3%. On Wall Street, the Dow is up a fifth day in a row, gaining 420 points. It's up almost 2,000 since last Thursday's close, but the Nasdaq's down a second straight day. It's losing 90. After a report showing climate emissions will keep growing, U.S. climate czar John Kerry wants the U.S. and China to work together.
The two largest economies and the two biggest emitters have a fundamental responsibility to come together and try to address.
America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
12 days before Election Day, more than 9 million Americans have already voted early. And there have been a record number of lawsuits over voting nationwide. In Arizona, there's controversy over ballot drop-offs.
A federal judge is looking into whether or not to order conservative groups to stop being within sight of Phoenix-area ballot drop-boxes or taking pictures of voters and their vehicles in a lawsuit from the League of Women Voters and Voto Latino. Groups that cite numerous complaints, though there's been no allegations of violence.
I never expected we'd be watching people drop envelopes into boxes.
Maricopa County Sheriff Democrat Paul Pinzone now providing security around drop boxes. Conservative groups, who the Associated Press reports suspect Democrat-associated ballot mules, say a restraining order would be unconstitutional. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Also in Arizona, there was a break-in at Katie Hobbs' headquarters. She's the Secretary of State and a Democrat running for governor in a close race with Republican Kerry Lake. In Florida, an attack on a Republican campaign aide.
Police in Hialeah, Florida, outside Miami, say Jonathan Alexander Casanova now faces charges of brutally attacking 27-year-old Christopher Monzon as he handed out flyers supporting the re-election of Florida's U.S. Senator Marco Rubio. Casanova is the second suspect charged. Javier Lopez has previously been arrested. The attack was seen on video, and photos of the victim showed his bloodied face and clothing and treatment for a broken jaw. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
There was no big Powerball winner last night.
With no grand prize winner in the last drawing, Saturday night's estimated bonanza will be $800 million. That would be the fifth largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history.
That's Carmen Roberts. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.